Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's Home for Sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Woo! Oh, God! Welcome in to the Captain J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We got Shay, we got Charlie, we got you. On a Hoodwink Tuesday, an opportunity for you to win a Lou Malnati's gift card. Open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. You can Twitch with us every day, brought to you by DraftKings. We appreciate you keeping the conversation going every single day. And Cap, we are still reeling from the loss that the Bears had against the Jets and just trying to figure out what the rest of the season looks like. But the more and more that we watch the Bears, the more and more that people are talking about Justin Fields. Even though he didn't play against the Jets on Sunday, people are still talking about him and are just optimistic about the quarterback position. How rare is that in our city in which, hey, the quarterback's not playing, but the nation is wondering, when he's healthy, what's he going to look like for the future?
So I was listening to Crosstalk yesterday from the Carmen and Yurko radio experience into the Waddle and Sylvie afternoon show. And it was wildly entertaining as Sylvie went right at Yurko. Right at him. It was like a little scat back trying to block the big D lineman coming up the middle.
We just heard from Sylvie last segment.
And Sylvie's point, Yurko's point, is the Bears need to learn how to win. Not just add talent. They have to learn how to win. I understand his point. But I have to side with Sylvie more here. It's a talent thing. Then Tommy and Carm both said, we think we know who our quarterback is. So as you bring up Justin, in my opinion, we have our quarterback. Now, is he going to be the quarterback in 2028? I have no idea. He is going to be the quarterback in 2023, and then you're going to have to make a decision pretty close after that. Am I giving that guy $40 million a year? I would say that you are. If you gave the complete epitome of mediocrity, Jay Cutler, 100 and whatever million we gave him, Justin's getting paid. Getting paid. So I would not, and I've been clear, if the doctors say he's 100%, he's going to play. If the doctors go, he's like 80, we'll put a harness on him, you're done. You are not playing. I think you're with me. Waddle's not. I heard him say it. He needs the reps. I don't disagree that he needs the reps. He's my future. I'm not playing him if he is not 100% or close to it.
There's no reason for him to be out there. I got plenty of film to tell me what he can and cannot do so far in the season. He doesn't have to play for me to make me feel good as a Bears fan. I know what he can do and what he can't do either.
Now the reps are very, very crucial to his development. I'm not disagreeing with that perspective. I do understand that the team needs to learn how to win. But this is a talent thing, first and foremost, on our team. Our offensive line keeps getting banged up. Schofield had to play right tackle because Riley Reiff hurt his ankle. Jenkins has been banged up. Why am I putting Justin out there? And then you have people say, well, why don't you just play Justin and don't let him run? Just drop him back and let's see what we do in the passing game. He will get his ass kicked worse in that situation.
Not with a bad shoulder.
Yes, there is no point on letting pass rushers tee off.
I mean,
no point.
Here's what's interesting. You didn't want to have pass rushers tee off on him when he was healthy.
Correct.
So now with a bad shoulder, he should be out there just to see so we can evaluate further what Justin Fields can and cannot do. I can tell you what he can do is that he can run with the football. I know that he can get the ball down the field. I know that he can connect to the tight end, Cole Kmet. He can get avoid the rush. What he can't do just as of yet on a regular basis is to stand that pocket and be able to make an offense better on a regular basis. There are a number of quarterbacks that can. But Justin's a young quarterback. I'm not going to go down and tell you that Justin Fields, what we see is what we get, because there's growth. It's either growth going the right way or the wrong way. And because we've seen him hit stand the pocket and throw four touchdowns, we've seen him run out of the pocket to be able to get yardage. Those are things he can do. But the thing is, though, Cap, is that if he doesn't play another game for the rest of the season, I understand. Because why put him in harm's way with an inferior offensive line, with inferior weapons? You've seen enough, haven't you, to now, determine whether or not he can be the guy for the future?
Now, what if he had not suffered the shoulder injury? He was just body banged up like every other football player. I would play him then.
Sure. And I would say that toward the end of the season, maybe that Vikings game, maybe Eberflus would say, okay, you've taken your beating for 16 weeks. That's enough.
Right.
Simeon, get in there. I could see that.
Correct. But if you tell me he has a torn ligament in his shoulder, it was partially separated, and he feels better, and the doctors are like, yeah, we could clear him. There's a difference between being cleared and being close to 100%. He's my future.
Mm-hmm.
So I can do what? Luke out a win over the Lions, the Vikings, the Packers, one of them. I don't believe you're beating the Eagles, whether Justin plays or not.
Correct.
Or the Bills. I completely disagree that he's a football player, he plays. I think that's just stupid meathead thought. Now, the meathead in me, or the meatball in me,
yeah.
I want him to play Sunday and beat the living H out of the Packers. Would love to come in here on Monday and go, take that, Green Bay.
Right.
That would be awesome. The intelligent, smart thing, Justin, love you dearly. You are our future. We are going to build something. Let me go get talent. I'm going to get you better offensive linemen. I'm going to get you receivers that can get some separation. I'm going to get a three technique to help us stop the run. I'm going to try and get some guys that can pressure the quarterback. Let me do my job. I've seen enough from you.
Sure.
That's where I'm at.
Sure. I totally understand that. I think that, again, people are just so enamored with what's new and fresh. What keeps sports going in a cycle, Cap? It's not necessarily the memories from the past.
Mm-hmm.
It's about what's today.
Correct.
And what's next.
Correct.
We look at the NFL and you see over our shoulders and our TVs, yeah, they talk about what's going on in the games, but also they always try to carve out some time for the Bears and Justin Fields. At 6:50, KJM didn't have to talk about Justin Fields, but they felt, you know what, for our ratings and for the good of the Chicago audience, we should have Sylvie on because even though Justin didn't play, we want to know what's the latest, right? So even KJM television shows, they just want to know how Justin's doing and what's the future going to look like for the Bears because he's new and fresh. It just shows you people are just enamored with that young man and what he could be in the NFL.
So in listening to Crosstalk yesterday, do you, between all the yelling at each other,
yes,
do you believe it's more of a talent issue or that team needs to learn how to win? Because I think every team, until they make that step, need to learn how to win. Well, every team does.
Well, hold on. Well, okay. That is the case for most teams.
Mm-hmm.
But this Bears team will not be intact in 2 years.
Agreed. It's going to be radically different.
What are you learning? All those free agents that's going to be out of here in a year or two? What are you learning?
Correct.
Like as much as I love David Montgomery, I think that he is the bee's knees. I was going to use a different term, but I can't use that term.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think that every run, Cap, he cares.
He's the apple of your eye.
He cares, mm-hmm. though. He's like, this might be my last carry, but I'm going to get as tough a yardage as possible. It's tangible. When you watch it on the screen, that guy's running hard because he cares. I know he might not be here next year.
right?
As much as I like him, right? You know how much I love Roquan Smith. Watch every down of him at Georgia. And I knew when he wanted to get out of here, I said, he's not going to last here long. And they traded him. So when Tommy says, well, this team needs to learn how to win, what team?
No, that was Yerk who said that.
Yerk said, well, what team? What team?
Right. That's why I'm on Team Sylvie here. If I have to pick one or the other, yes, every team that becomes good has to learn how to win.
Yeah.
They get into games, you're like, how did we lose that game? Because we have to learn how to finish. But this team, this is a talent-deficient team.
Right.
And we haven't heard from Lee Allen in months. And for people that don't know who that is, that's a loyal caller and listener mm-hmm. who I tangled with. He said it was a top five defense, top five special teams, a 10-11 win team. Our guy Bearlissimo. Oh, Nagy's gone. They can win 10-11 ball game. Stop.
Talent.
We've been screaming it since June.
Mm-hmm.
It is a talent deficient organization. That's just a fact, folks. They stink.
I would just disagree with the good kid, and I think that what he says on the surface makes sense, but not just for this roster. What he says is this team needs to learn how to win. Well, look at the roster. Look through that depth chart and tell me who's going to be here the next couple of years outside of the draft picks.
Right. Jack Sanborn.
Jack Sanborn. 10 years. Quality. He'll have a show here next year.
Bears Probably Hall of Fame, will. Baby.
Shay, he's going to have a show here next year. I'm just calling it right now.
Okay, so.
Number 57.
I mean, if you truly look at the collection of players on the roster.
Yeah, look at the roster. Who's going to be here?
Is Braxton Jones going to be the left tackle next year? I would bet not. I would bet not.
Mm-hmm.
He might be a swing guy. There you go. We referenced the swing tackle. They need a new center.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to need, let's assume Whitehair's back. They're going to need another guard.
Keep going.
They have Jenkins, so he'll be there. Is Borum starting at right tackle? Riley Reiff won't be here.
No.
Schofield probably won't be here.
Nope.
Equanimeous St. Brown?
Nope.
Darnell Mooney? Yes, probably.
Yep.
Pringle?
Nope.
These
are all bottom. Those are two bottom shelf wide receivers you just named right there.
I want you to, at the break, look up. Mooney's the leading receiver.
Yeah.
He's done for the year. How many catches does our second receiver have?
It's got to be a big gap.
I believe, you could look, I believe it's EQ Brown has 14 catches.
Yeah.
14 catches
mm-hmm. in this NFL.
We're in week 13 now.
It's Cole Kmet with 29.
I'm talking wide receivers.
Okay, then yeah, EQ with 14.
14.
And that's something. You're not very good in the passing game, and then when you are, what kind of yardage are you getting?
Who's going to be on that defensive line that's here now?
All right. Is Gibson around?
I would think.
I don't know.
Travis Gibson. Dominique Robinson, maybe. Remember he got two sacks like the first week?
Haven't heard from
Everyone's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Has he been active?
Exactly.
You don't know because he's a fifth round rookie trying to make it. But I'll go off if I start with this. This town as much or more than any. Patrick Williams sucks. Get him out of here. He's 21. Lauri Markkanen sucks. Bad pick by Garpax. He had 32 last night because we ran him out of town. He's 24 years old.
Yeah, because you want it now, Cap.
Gotta have it now.
Gotta have it now. This is where you are in 2022.
I don't know about this Fields guy.
Yeah.
He's 23.
Yeah.
He's in his second year.
Well, Cap, understand, jobs are on the line, and not only are general managers impatient, but also ownership is more impatient.
Correct.
Because they hear, you know why? The advent of social media.
Yeah.
That's the pressure point right
yep.
there.
No question.
Before it used to be boosters and just people at the bars talking in the town.
Or, correct.
Or the scathing column. What's in the paper today? Oh, God, they want me fired.
Right.
Like, now it's social media on top of that.
When Jim Hendry and Kenny were the GMs.
Mm-hmm.
They used to get a packet every morning because I'd be at the ballpark at 9 a.m. A packet of clips. Here's the clips that reference your team. There'd be like 10 different articles. Oh, my God.
Look at this.
What did the Stay Van Dyke write?
Van Dyke.
Joe Goddard. Yeah.
Kelly Quain.
Right. They're all blasting away. And then you would confront that person. Now, anyone with a Twitter account. Sorry, Musk. Anyway.
Rosner?
Right.
What is he saying there?
We'll get into all of it.
312-332-ESPN is our phone number. All right, coming up next, Cap and I will talk a little bit more about Justin Fields. Fields is being compared to quarterbacks like Jalen Hurts and Tua Tagovailoa. Does he belong in that group? We'll talk about this listing that we found from The Athletic, and we'll ask you whether or not Fields belongs in this group that we're going to read for you coming up next. Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10.
That's why I say shot. No shot. With Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. That's why I say
good morning and welcome in to the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000. And streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We got Shay, we got Charlie, we got you in a Hoodwink Tuesday. Still to come, we will hear from Albert Breer his thoughts about the Bears in the NFL. But right now, it's time for Shot or No Shot, and it's brought to you by...
That would be PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. Download the PointsBet app, get the lightning bets, the same game parlays, and if you want to play the horses... Good morning, Secretariat. Miss you. That would be the Club Hawthorne mobile wagering app. We say good morning to Snorley.
Here's Shay Norley. Shay?
Good morning, boys. How we doing?
Ready to rock and roll.
Let's get right into it. It is meat and cheese week. Right. Doesn't really feel like it because the rivalry to me feels somewhat diminished given the context of both teams. The Packers, 4-8. The Bears, 3-9. Make up two of the 10 worst teams in the NFL. And both teams may be starting backup quarterbacks Sunday at Soldier Field. Aaron Rodgers said he will play if he is cleared to play. But my question, shot or no shot, the only way the Bears have a chance to win is if Fields plays and Rodgers doesn't.
That's no shot. Who wrote that question? That's awful. That Packers team with him stinks. Yes, we could beat them. 100%. Now, if it's Simeon, probably not. If it's Justin and he's cleared and he can run, I don't care if Aaron Rodgers is back there with a cape on. No, we could beat them. Bad question.
You think it's a bad question?
I do.
Say it again.
The only way the Bears have a chance to win is if Fields plays and Rodgers doesn't.
Yeah, just the bad shoulder, man. I mean, he can't win with a half a shoulder.
No, but if he plays, if he's cleared.
Yeah, but still. Cleared, what does that really mean? Is he playing without pain? His legs are still tired. I mean, I'm sure he's achy, if nothing else.
Well, every football player is achy.
Yeah.
Waddle's achy walking in here.
And the shoulder, though. Yeah, I would say no shot. They can't win. I don't think they could win either way.
So wait, you're saying he's correct?
Saying what?
I'm not offering an opinion.
Right, you're just asking a question.
Yeah.
So are you saying shot that they can't win unless Fields plays and Rodgers doesn't?
No, they can't win, period, the Bears.
I disagree.
They can't win this game.
The Packer team stinks.
No, they don't stink now. No, they might be underachieving offensively, but they don't stink.
Their defense looks terrible.
No, they don't stink. I know what stink looks like. I see blue and orange every week.
Yeah, well, our team's bad.
Yeah.
But, yes, we could beat them. But probably both guys won't go. Who knows? We'll see.
Shay.
I do think this Packer team stinks, by the way. It kind of relates to where my next question is heading. Both of these teams being as bad as they are and the potential for two backup quarterbacks to be the starters, if it does end up being Trevor Siemian or, God forbid, Nathan Peterman against Jordan Love, mm-hmm. shot or no shot, this is the most meaningless Packers-Bears game you can remember.
That's a shot. That's a shot. Usually the Packers are the hammer and the Bears are the nail, usually.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're not even getting that. We have both teams that are bad. And again, growing up watching this rivalry, you know, I grew up watching the Bears just pound the Packers in the 80s. The Ditka Bears moving forward. And then when Favre comes in, now that changes their fortunes altogether. So now it's the Packers that has the better of the rivalry. So, yeah, it's kind of bland. I mean, I mean, Joey, this game is not like it normally is, right? Bears-Packers. It doesn't feel like Bears-Packers week, does it, Joey?
This is the stink bowl.
All right. Go ahead, Shay. What else do you have?
By the way, that's a shot. It is a bad game.
Yeah. See, I'm an outsider, so I don't know like the emotion that lives in this rivalry anyway. Like, I've seen it my whole life living in the NFC North. I get it. But is there still, like, do you still get up for this, Cap?
I do because I'm a meatball. I grew up here. I was raised that we don't like the Packers.
We love the Bears and Packers rivalry, especially when the Bears win.
So, yeah. So I'm going to go to work Sunday and watch the game with my guys and be fired up.
Yeah. I mean, listen. I mean, Joey, you still love the Bears-Packers rivalry, don't you?
Yes.
Go ahead, Shay.
All right, let's switch gears to the Bulls. Billy Donovan agrees with the two of you regarding the need for patience around young players in the NBA. He pointed out Wendell Carter and Lauri Markkanen as players who were left Chicago too early, and he's pleading for patience with Patrick Williams as he develops. Donovan is right about needing patience, but with the rapid development of players like Lauri and Wendell after leaving Chicago, shot or no shot, the Bulls have a player development issue.
That's a no shot because they changed their entire player development department when they brought in AK, Billy, and Mark Eversley and company. Like, player development, I'm not exaggerating here. Player development under Gar and Pax was Sean Respert, the former Michigan State player.
Yeah.
I believe that was his job.
That's correct.
You remember
Sean, don't you? Don't you, Shay? Sean Respert?
Now they've got multiple people working in player development, but it takes time. This kid is 21 years of age. I think Markkanen just hit another three. Charlie's got them all back there. I mean, come on. Lauri Markkanen sucks. Get him out of town. And now he's 25, and he had 32 last night. Bang, 7 threes. Whoa! Buddy of mine calls me. I'm watching the game. That guy looks so much better. Yeah, no blank. You wanted him out of here at age 20.
I would say that is a no shot. They don't have a development problem because the only young player, the young player on this team is Patrick Williams. So we will see the next year, how he develops. But you have more young players to determine player development as far as young players.
It's going to take time.
Yeah. So I would say no shot to that at this point in time. But I tell you what, 2 years ago, Shay, for sure, the city was on fire because the Bulls could not develop young talent. Because we're talking about, you know, ineptitude in the front office and the head coach as well.
Who was the last guy that knew player development? And you can just stack them up of all the players he helped develop. That would be Tom Thibodeau.
It's true. Shay.
All right, we all assumed it would happen this offseason, but now officially the Jose Abreu era on the South Side has come to an end. Abreu signed a 3-year, $60 million deal with the Houston Astros. It ends his time in Chicago, and it starts a new era for him with the defending champions. My question, shot or no shot, at this price, letting Abreu walk was the best move for the Sox.
That's a shot. Doesn't mean you can't be sad like Hoodie. That's his favorite player on his favorite team. I get it. $60 million guaranteed for a guy. His birth certificate says he's 36.
All right. Now
I wouldn't be shocked if he's really 40.
All right. Nobody asked the Border Patrol to come
Pools?
In here.
But,
nobody asked the Border Patrol to step in there. Nobody asked you.
We can't trust the records. Okay. How many times have we seen the records from Cuba or from Latin America where they say, well, that player is way older than anyone? People were talking about certain guys were like 5 years older, but they say they're younger so they can get signed.
All right, Cap. That's enough.
But I'm not giving him $60 million.
Okay,
I'm not.
That's fine, but that's enough of that.
I'm just being honest.
Okay. That's enough.
Why do you have a problem with my honesty?
But no, it's fine with the honesty. But again, let's not check birth certificates now. The man is 36. That's what it says in the back of the baseball card.
I'm not sure that's accurate.
All right. Oh, how old do you think he is? He's a 42-year-old man?
I gotta tell you, this might be the most shocking left turn on a shot or no shot question in my time asking shot or no shot.
38?
All right. Just keep your beak out of his age. He's fine.
I'm not paying him $60 million guaranteed. Love him. Great dude. hell of a player.
So as a town,
sorry.
So as a town evaluator, is that on the top of your list? How old really is Jose
Abreu? That would be one of my questions.
At the top?
Yes.
Okay. All right. But does he play like a 36-year-old?
Yeah, his power's decreasing.
Okay.
Imagine GM Cap sitting down with Jose Abreu during contract negotiations, just lowering his glasses to the end of his nose.
That's what he does.
Looking down his nose. How old are you?
38. No, really. 39. Seriously. 42.
Yeah, that's more like it.
All right, DH.
Like, I've got a friend from Cuba. He's one of my best friends. Billy Alvarez.
Yes. How old is he?
He says he's 64.
What do you think?
71.
All right, that's enough.
Billy tells me all the time.
All right.
They do anything to get off the island, David.
Okay.
That's what he keeps telling me.
All right. Go ahead, Shane.
It's like that scene in The Benchwarmers. He's handing over a birth certificate that's a taped picture and a writing in crayon says, I am 12.
That's enough.
I never saw that movie. Go ahead.
All right, and Aaron Rodgers' question. He injured his ribs in a loss to the Eagles on Sunday Night Football, and believe it or not, Jordan Love put nothing but good reps together late, gave the Packers a slight chance to actually be in that game. Rodgers still awaits test results. He'll be on Pat McAfee later today and probably speak about this, but he said he will play against the Bears if he's cleared. Matt LaFleur has also echoed that sentiment. But my question, shot or no shot, the Packers mathematically are still in it, but realistically, the playoffs are out of the pictures. Shot or no shot, the Packers should shut down Aaron Rodgers.
That's a shot if he's not, if his ribs are hurting that badly. To see him leave that game Sunday, I said, well, he must be really in pain if he's not playing, because he doesn't want to give that seat to Jordan Love at all. He wants Jordan Love to sit there on ice like he did when he's behind Favre. So he must have really been in pain.
Yes.
If he is hurt, this is the same thing with Justin. If Aaron is hurt, he probably shouldn't play anymore, and they need to evaluate what Jordan Love is. I would say shot to that.
Yeah, but if they're still alive and he is medically cleared, he plays.
I don't even know what that means. A shot of Toradol, do you shoot up ribs? Or whatever his issue is?
I don't know. Call me, Olin. I don't know.
Toradol?
It sounds like it's even worse. The stuff, and he's got a broken thumb, too.
Correct.
He shouldn't play if he's not 100%. You're right.
Disagrees. 38? 37?
Well, how do you know? He's an American.
He's from here.
Okay, see, that's unbelievable. Can you believe that, Jay? I mean, what's the... It's unbelievable.
Hey.
You learned this from Judge Gene Pirro again.
Oh, my God.
It's like watching Judge Gene. He's not an American. He's 42. Next.
Wow.
All right. Coming up next, we go around the National Football League. Oh, boy. The press is getting after Lovie Smith in Houston. Hear that next.
Captain Jay Hood. Jay Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on Twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
Nick Foles sucks. He sucks.
I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator.
I love the Green Bay Packers.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
I want winners. He starts the comment and he pulls out.
This is a really thickly built guy.
I mean, what's the answer you're looking for on these things here?
It's time to go around the NFL on Captain Jay Hood here on ESPN 1000. We got so much to get to. Shay, take it away, man. We got so much to get to before we get to Albert Breer at 8:35.
Yeah, we do have a lot to get to. Yeah. And I want to start with a former Bears coach, Lovie Smith. Hoodie, you brought this to us. Apparently, he's been like basically at war with Houston media all season. Now, we know it may have been a disingenuous hiring. The last two hirings in Houston, David Culley and now Lovie Smith, have kind of felt disingenuous as they find holdovers until it's acceptable for them to hire Josh McCown. But let's play some of this, Charlie. Lovie Smith going to war with the Houston press.
Let's have somebody else. We can turn this into you and me forever. Let's let someone else ask a couple questions, and then we'll come back to you. How about that? We'll get you. We're not going to leave until you. Let's let everybody else, and we'll come back to you. All right? And, Jonathan, I can figure out who I want to answer to. I don't need your help with that. Thank you. Does anyone else have another question for her? All right. And then we'll come back to you. How's that, Brooks? Is that okay with you, John? Thank you.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
So was that John McClain?
He has been with a port with a pitchfork going after Lovie Smith. No, seriously. Like, because they're 1-9-1. And he's asking all these empty seats here at this stadium, what are you guys trying to do here? And Lovie is going back and forth with the media. It is. Now, let me tell you, Lovie knows what's going on because they're trying to get the number one pick in the draft. But it's not going over well with the Houston media at all. And he's, you think he had a tough year, Cap. He's taking a beating in Houston.
A beating.
You heard that.
Yeah.
Have you heard him that contentious?
No.
A little bit, right, with Chicago.
Okay, so true story.
But this here, he's controlling who's talking and like, whoa, whoa. Like, it's not good.
Okay, so he was here. And I know the players loved him. All of them that played. We love playing for love. He was an arrogant SOB at the podium. Arrogant. And...
Or confident.
He... Arrogant. And he tells one of the Chicago media, why don't you all treat me like the head football coach at the University of Oklahoma? What I say is law. This isn't Oklahoma. It's Chicago. You haven't been in the playoffs in a while. Mm-hmm. I don't see any rings on your finger. And he grabbed, you know who Andrew Seligman is? The big, tall, redheaded guy from the Associated Press?
Yep.
He's as nice a guy and as harmless a guy as there is. He just simply reports the facts. Are you making any coaching changes to your staff? It's when they fired Mike Martz. That's not the time to ask that. He asked it again. They break up. Andy, coach would like to see you in the wide receivers room. Pulls him in and airs him out. Don't ever ask me a question when I told you I'm not going to answer it. Who the hell does Lovie Smith think he is? You get paid a lot of money, man. You better deliver.
Head coach of the Chicago Bears at the time and now struggling with the Texans. All right, Shay.
1-9-1?
Yep.
Wow.
Shay?
All right, nobody watched Monday Night Football last night, but we did. And I want to talk about what happened at the end of that game. Jeff Saturday, the Colts had the ball, chance to tie, driving down the field. And Jeff Saturday decided he was going to take his timeouts home, his leftovers, reheat them later. He didn't want to use them in the game.
Yeah.
Let's hear from him on why he didn't want to use these timeouts.
I thought we had plenty of time. I wasn't really concerned. We still had timeouts. So I wasn't too concerned. I really wanted, when he was going down, I couldn't tell where they were going to start him from going down. Right, like if he was going to get the first down, and then we got there, I expect us to get on the ball and have another play a little bit quicker than that. But again, this wasn't a press for time. We just didn't make enough plays.
What do you mean it wasn't a press for time? Does he understand that the time ticks down to zero? What is he talking about?
I don't know.
Three timeouts, an opportunity to try to win the ball game, and he says we weren't pressed for time.
47 seconds left, by the way.
Not pressed for time?
Ticking down. Three timeouts. Don't use them.
Neophyte.
Maybe he thought it was college, and if you get a first down, the clock stops.
It sounded like that's what he was going at, too, when he started talking about I didn't know where they were going to mark him down, whether it was a first down.
Didn't feel like time was really of the essence.
Yeah. How about that? It's only the NFL. No time. So, time, that it's... It's either him or my wife should be coaching the Indianapolis Colts, because she doesn't value time either. So it is amazing.
Maybe he thought they're like cell phone minutes. They roll over from month to month.
I don't know what it was, man.
Six in the first half of the next game.
That's what happens.
That's it.
We have inexperience at the head coaching position.
Coach, why didn't you use the timeout? Because I got six the first half of the next game.
Oh, let me
carry those over.
And Shay, let me brace you, right? Before, I'll say it now before you start seeing it on these TV shows and the talk shows. Well, he had to take experience with Bradley and Fox and other guys, or Matt Ryan, who's been there and done that. No, as a head coach, you actually should be calling timeout. Because I know people will fade the heat to the more experienced coaches. No, you're the head coach Saturday. Plug up the headset and call timeout. How about that? Three timeouts? Time wasn't of the essence.
I didn't get it.
Shay.
Things are getting a little worse in Denver. We didn't know that they could get worse, but Russell Wilson has not gotten better. If you've had sex more than 9 times since September, you've scored more than Russell Wilson has this fall.
Oh, wow. That happened that way.
Mike Purcell, the defensive tackle, was screaming at his own quarterback during the game.
Yeah, saw that on the sideline.
Yeah, that was an ugly thing. But heat of the moment, stuff happens.
Well, I mean, it depends on how Russ took it. I mean, he shook his head yes in affirmation and in affirmation, but I don't think he liked that. I have not made a call, but I imagine that he did not like that at all to
probably
be shown
not
up.
Correct.
Because with Russ, it is about winning, but it's also about image with him.
To whom much is given, much is expected. He got $250 million. He wanted out of Seattle. Much is expected, and you have not delivered.
That's all right. There'll be a new head coach in there next year.
But it's not on the coach. Melvin Gordon, who just signed in Kansas City, Melvin Gordon said, I like playing for Hackett. He's a good football coach. He's learning, but they're not performing for him. That's not on him. Shay.
You'll see what happens.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean,
the coach will become the fall guy.
Early in the season, we talked about his clock management issues. He had to hire someone to help him with clock management. You're the head coach. You need someone in the box to help you?
Well, Belichick has one.
Belichick knows football.
He does, but he has a guy that runs the coach, take a timeout. Coach, do not take a timeout here. They all got him.
Shay?
All right, I have two non-football stories, both related to the NFL, I want to get into. The first, Odell Beckham Jr., prize free agent, rumored to be either a Bill, Cowboy, or Giant, but most likely a Cowboy, fell asleep on a plane, couldn't wake up, and then had to be taken off by the police over the weekend. Did you see this?
I did see that.
Ugly scene.
It was ugly. That will not deter him from trying to get onto another team, but just to see that, it's like, what's going on? I saw his tweets afterwards, like, I've never experienced this before, blah, blah, blah. Unfortunate situation.
Yeah, and he's on his tour of different teams. And I know, I think it was Dallas, said it was a medical emergency, no issues. So I don't know.
Shay.
And this final one is about Aaron Rodgers. Now, DeShone Kizer was a one-year quarterback. He played at, I believe, Notre Dame, right?
He did.
And ended up with the Packers for a season where he learned under Aaron Rodgers in 2018. He gave an interview to Adam Brenneman. This thing is 148 minutes long. It's a Lord of the Rings movie. And in this, he discusses his first meeting with Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
He claims Aaron Rodgers shut the door, and the first thing that came out of his mouth was, do you believe in 9/11? Kizer said. What? Do I believe in 9/11? Yeah, why wouldn't I? Rodgers then said, you should read up on that. And then we just started learning about the playbook.
That's weird.
That's really
weird.
It's
an odd question.
It is.
Is that how you would lead, Shay, to try to learn when you try to talk to somebody? Do you believe in 9/11?
He's vetting everybody's conspiracy theory knowledge. That's what he's doing.
It's weird.
Mr. Ayahuasca, Mr. Whatever else, is vetting conspiracy theory knowledge of every Packers draft pick.
Okay.
That's odd.
All right. Do you have 1 minute for snarling you, Shay? If I hit you with five quick hitters,
yeah,
can you
let's do it?
Got to do it in a minute, though. You ready?
I'm ready.
Just your initial
lightning round.
Your
go.
Initial thought.
Fire away.
What do you think of Matt Rhule getting the Huskers job? 8 years, $74 million. Well, how good will the Huskers be now?
Meh. That's my take. Meh. It's a bad job. It's not what it once was. Scott Frost was the legend. You bring him in, doesn't work, you're dead. That's what I think.
Do you think Deion Sanders will take another job? He confirms that he's been offered a job at Colorado. Do you think he'll take another job? Will he leave Jackson State?
Yes, but not for Colorado. Florida State was the spot. I don't think they're going to fire Mike Norvell at this point. Maybe another year at Jackson State, see what happens next year.
What's a great landing spot for McNamara, the former Michigan coach? He enters the transfer portal.
Michigan quarterback.
Michigan quarterback. What did I say?
Coach.
I'm sorry, Michigan quarterback, McNamara.
Washington.
Okay, what do you think of Auburn hiring Hugh Freeze, and will he coach from his hospital bed?
The SEC didn't want him to, but he's a football guy, so yeah. I don't know what the hell's going on at Auburn. Their boosters run the program. Nobody else has any oversight, so we'll see what happens.
Just don't hire hookers or try to with the school phone.
Lastly, one more.
That was his issue.
So Michigan defeats Ohio State. How loose is the leash on Ryan Day, the head coach of Ohio State?
It's tightening. I think next year, look, Cap says he's 45-5. Obviously, he is 45-5. Ohio State standard's a little higher than that. Five losses in that amount of time. You're talking about a school where Tressel had like one over 7 years, where Urban Meyer came in and was undefeated for four seasons. Undefeated. Their standard is winning national titles. It's not winning Big Tens. It's certainly not getting blown out by Michigan consecutive seasons. Frankly, old players, former players, there's whispers they don't like Day. There's whispers that because he's an outsider, he doesn't understand the workings of Ohio State or the importance of the rivalry. I think the leash is getting very, very tight. Next year, he starts coaching for his job.
He's a pumpkin
in big games.
3-0 as the interim, 13-1, 7-1 pandemic season, 11-2, 11-1. They're not firing him.
That's not the standard. The point is, you're thinking about it in terms of any program. They'd be happy to have that. Ohio State is a different standard.
All right, coming up, we'll hear from Albert Breer. And you can hear Snorling You, by the way, in the Cap and Jay Hood app. You need some college football conversation, make sure you hit up Snorling You. It's in the Cap and Jay Hood feed weekly on the ESPN Chicago app. Albert Breer next on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Listening to Cap and Jay Hood at home is easier than setting your coffee maker.
This picture of domestic happiness is missing something.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
What a way to start the day.
Cap and Jay Hood.
On Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
This is breaking news. Whoa. On Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
We turn now to veteran newsman David Emmanuel Kaplan with breaking news here on Cap and Jay Hood. David.
Well, tough injury news continues for the Chicago Bears. Jonathan, according to Mike Garofalo and Ian Rappaport, sources tell them that Eddie Jackson has suffered what appears to be a significant Lisfranc injury in Sunday's loss to the Jets. He's still receiving opinions on his foot. He is considered out indefinitely. Another tough loss for Chicago.
We turn now to Shea Norling with a further evaluation of this news. Shea, how do you look at this now for the Chicago Bears in their future?
I'm looking at over the cap right now. Next season, $0 guaranteed. 2024, $0 guaranteed. Feels like the Bears kind of effectively have a cap or a team option here. I wonder, this is a brutal injury. I wonder if this ends his time in Chicago. Shot or no shot, perhaps.
Okay, according to the Google machine, how do you treat a Lisfranc injury? This is from the Cleveland Clinic.
Yes, which shot is or a, no shot, by the way.
Oh, it's a shot, 100%.
That he's done?
That he's done here.
With the Chicago Bears.
A shot. I'm not saying he is. It's a shot. It's his dead cap money drops from... What did he say? 24 to 15?
Or 24 no. to 9.
To 9.
$15 million off your dead cap. He's $0 guaranteed next year.
Yeah.
That's a shot that he could be done completely with the Chicago Bears.
Most people will wear a cast or boot between 6 and 12 weeks, but it can take a year or more to return to intense exercise like running or playing a sport.
Here you go, Kaplan, too. If you cut him post June 1st, it's 3.9 dead cap. You save 13.1 against the cap next season.
Bye-bye.
Damn.
This is his best season he's had since 2018, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's played pretty well.
Charlie, just for him having one turnover, getting, you know, being able to get one of those is the best he's had.
We're all relative here.
Right?
All relative, but yes.
Not good. Not good.
Wow.
So all of a sudden...
No Eddie Jackson? That's really a turnover now in your secondary. You got Brisker and Gordon.
And Jalen Johnson,
yeah,
who's young. Kendall Vildor is an extra. All of a sudden now you're like, hold on a second now. I got to get a starting free safety. Yeah. You can have all the cap space in the world. First of all, guys got to pick you.
Say that again, Charlie.
You don't need to worry about linebacker. We got Jack Sanborn. Maybe he can play safety, too.
Find out what a Swiss Army knife is.
I'd like to know.
Line him up in the slot.
I'd like to know, Shay.
Not good.
What kind of Swiss Army knife is Jack Sanborn?
It's not good.
Cap, that, and so all this focus on Justin Fields, and I've been trying to say this, it's more than just Justin's development. That's the number one thing, but you have 10 things that you got to be worried about with this Bears team for them to be a perennial winner, let alone the Super Bowl.
Correct.
A lot.
Cannot disagree with you. And if you look at the free agent, again, free agent's not the panacea everyone thinks it is because there's not always a lot of guys there. But free agent safeties, Jordan Poyer, he's going to be 32. Jimmy Ward, 32. Adrian Amos, you could bring him back.
Mm-mm. Because
Devin McCourty's going to be 36.
Mm-mm.
I mean, there's not a lot. Julian Love. Julian Love's a good player. The Giants.
Okay, so this is tough, Cap, because this is one of the pillars we've talked about with Eddie Jackson, right? We talk about pillars on this team.
Right.
Eddie Jackson's one of them. Lisfranc injury, pretty serious.
Yes.
So you got to look for this in the draft or in free agency. Do you want to lean draft and get even younger? Because that's where you're going. Young quarterback with Justin Fields. You laid it out, I think, earlier today, right? Mm-hmm. Two or three offensive linemen. One or two wide receivers.
At least.
Two or three guys that can be able to get to the quarterback in this defense that Eberflus has put together.
How about a couple of run stuffers?
And then someone to replace Eddie Jackson at free safety?
Yeah. You got a lot of holes, man.
But hey, saving $13 million against the cap?
Priceless.
That cap space gets even bigger?
Priceless.
Guys! I think, and I heard during Crosstalk yesterday, Waddle brought up a great point that how do you make a millionaire start as a billionaire? I do get a little afraid when you have all that money, you end up spending a lot of it in the wrong spots just because it's there.
Yeah, although polls has said just because we have the space does not mean I'm spending all of it because he's going to save for a Justin extension. They're going to have a lot on their plate here. If they let David Montgomery walk out the door.
More than likely.
And there's a list of really good running backs, and they're not all going to get paid.
You know what? That is true. Or they'll get paid the price, obviously, teams look for, right?
No, I mean, like Saquon's a free agent. He's going to get paid, and it won't be here.
Right.
That's not happening.
Right. You need some game changers, though, Cap. You got to have them. So let's go to the phone lines to talk to you. This breaking news about Eddie Jackson, Lisfranc injury. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Yeah, you're right. The 2023 free agent running back class is stacked, Cap. Josh Jacobs, Saquon Barkley, Miles Sanders, Tony Pollard, David Montgomery, we talked about. You know, Devin Singletary, Raheem Mostert, Rashad Penny. Those are the guys. I mean, it's a lot. But how much do you value that? In a rebuild.
You better value running the football. That's what you do here.
I'm talking about it paying through the nose for one, though.
Oh, I don't think you will. I was listening to Carmen Yerk talk about that yesterday. You cannot... Saquon Barkley's a great football player. You cannot say he's not. You're in no position to go out and overpay to get that guy? Stop.
It's a luxury, right? Like, that's a luxury.
Like, if you told me the Buffalo Bills had some salary cap space and they went... Okay, we're going to take the next step here. Okay, you're rolling the dice thing and you're winning the Super Bowl. We're going to overpay for who?
The Bears are going to spend a lot of time in the Darrington Inn. Go to number 21.
Yeah, what's his name?
Darrington Evans.
Evans.
Who we didn't know until we watched the game.
Khalil Herbert, if he comes back healthy, Tristan Ebner, and there'll be a billion more guys in the draft.
Adam and Wheaton, what do you think of Eddie Jackson?
So... I saw something on Facebook. I don't know how true or legit it is, but with Eddie Jackson possibly being let go, I know we have the second pick, and they're looking at Anderson from Alabama. So now, if possibly letting Eddie Jackson go, does this trade make a lot more sense where we trade our second pick to Seattle for their fourth, their 16th, their 34th, and they're 115th. I'll hang up and let you guys discuss.
Yeah, I don't think you're getting all four of those.
No, but I know the Bears are open for business.
No question.
So whatever scenario you want to paint is fine, but you're open for business. Now, Shay, here's the question. What do you want to do if you're the Bears? What do you want to do?
because, like I said, for me, the cap space is more important than the draft picks for me, because I want the Bears to win sooner than later. But when you have so much that you got to deal with, so many holes to fill, you're going to fill it with some draft. But again, with free agency, I just don't want some old veteran in there.
Right, and that's part of the problem with NFL free agency is you're working on market value. You're not necessarily working on player value. Like Orlando Brown is the best left tackle available. He may not be a top five left tackle in football anymore. He's going to be the highest paid tackle next year.
But probably not with the Bears, though, right?
Correct. I mean, but that's the way it works, and that's kind of the fear when you look at all the cap spaces. The nature of the NFL is overpaying for free agents.
Why can't you get Orlando Brown? He's 26 years old.
You can, for sure, but that the point I'm making is you're going to have to overpay, and that's the point Hoodie's making. Free agency's great. You have the cap space that you can overpay. You just have to make sure you're overpaying in the right spots. It's really important to hit if you're going to do it all in one season.
Yeah, I'm overpaying at left tackle. I have got to fix left tackle, period. And then I got to get a three technique that stops the run.
Yeah.
Like, God.
You mean yesterday.
Yeah, they run it right down our throat. Not going to fix everything in one off season. You're not.
You're building it toward it. Yeah, that's for sure. But I look at this depth chart every day, Cap, and I'm looking, I see players, but I also see a lot of players that won't be here next season. I'm especially on the defensive line, I'm looking at this like Armon Watts and Justin Jones. And
you realize that Armon Watts got a sack the other day.
Yeah.
That was the first sack by a Bears defensive lineman since week 6 against the Commanders.
Yeah. Yeah, the bread and butter for the Bears has been Bears defense and run the football. Not a lot of defense.
Not good.
Not this season.
So, tough news.
We will have the Cap and J-Hood cut of the day and take more of your phone calls. Eddie Jackson with a Liz Frank injury. Is this the end for Eddie Jackson? Your thoughts next.